全真模拟题十三。
Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be done at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence, or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be done at normal speed again, and during this time, you should check your work. You will then be given 1 minute to check through your work once more. Please write the whole passage on answer sheet 1. Now listen to the passage.
Successful people.
The message that the top performers in our society are not the most skilled and shouldn't be copied appears to be different from what we expected. Yet this report says that those who appear to have achieved the most are often the beneficiaries of luck, an external, random force. Luck is often at work in the lives of the most successful, which means their achievements aren't completely attributable to their own skills. The researcher advocates looking at those who are the second best. Most of them aren't relying on lucky chances, so their performances offer an opportunity to measure real success.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
The message that the top performers in our society are The message that the top performers in our society are not the most skilled and shouldn't be copied. Not the most skilled and shouldn't be copied. Appears to be different from what we expected. Appears to be different from what we expected. Yet this report says that those who appear to have achieved the most Yet this report says that those who appear to have achieved the most are often the beneficiaries of luck, an external, random force. Are often the beneficiaries of luck, an external, random force. Luck is often at work in the lives of the most successful. Luck is often at work in the lives of the most successful. Which means their achievements aren't completely attributable to their own skills. Which means their achievements aren't completely attributable to their own skills. The researcher advocates looking at those who are the second best. The researcher advocates looking at those who are the second best. Most of them aren't relying on lucky chances. Most of them aren't relying on lucky chances. So their performances offer an opportunity to measure real success. So their performances offer an opportunity to measure real success.
The last reading.
The message that the top performers in our society are not the most skilled and shouldn't be copied appears to be different from what we expected. Yet this report says that those who appear to have achieved the most are often the beneficiaries of luck, an external, random force. Luck is often at work in the lives of the most successful, which means their achievements aren't completely attributable to their own skills. The researcher advocates looking at those who are the second best. Most of them aren't relying on lucky chances. So their performances offer an opportunity to measure real success.
Now, you have 1 minute to check through your work. This is the end of Part 1, Dictation. Part 2, Listening Comprehension. Section A, Talk. In this section, you will hear a talk. You will hear the talk once only. While listening, you may look at the task on Answer Sheet 1 and write no more than 3 words for each gap. Make sure what you fill in is both grammatically and semantically acceptable. You may use the blank sheet for note-taking. You have 30 seconds to preview the gap-filling task. Now listen to the talk. When it is over, you will be given 2 minutes to check your work.
Whale Falls. Good morning, everyone. Today we are going to talk about a kind of marine mammal. Their calls can be haunting. Their size can take your breath away. And their worlds are dark and quiet. Yes, we are going to talk about whales, to be exact, something about the death of whales. There are many different species of these huge, warm-blooded, air-breathing mammals that live in the sea. There is the blue whale and the killer whale, the humpback and the orca, just to name a few. According to several science websites, whales live a long time. There are many different species of whales, and each has a different lifespan. The average lifespan, however, is about 50 years. In the wild, whales live for a long time. Bowhead whales spend their lives in the cold Arctic waters. They may be the world's oldest mammals, living possibly more than 200 years. As they lived, these giants of the sea die big. Before gases develop in the body or carcass of a dead whale, it sinks to the ocean floor. This is called a whale fall, and it supplies room and board, in other words, food and shelter, to thousands of ocean creatures for many decades. Scientists have only recently discovered just how many species live in a whale fall. This is mostly because of the difficulty in finding whale falls in the ocean. It is like trying to find a needle in a haystack, as we like to say. The smell of the dead whale brings the first stage of feeders, the traveling or mobile scavengers. A wide variety of fish and sharks come from miles and miles to scavenge the dead whale's soft flesh or tissue. This phase can last as short as several months to as long as 2 years. As you can imagine, these first-stage scavengers are messy eaters. Their feeding frenzies leave a thick layer of pieces of the whale, what scientists call biomaterial, on the sea floor. This is when the dinner bell rings for the second-stage scavengers. During the second stage of decomposition, strange creatures appear. Shrimp-like creatures, crustaceans such as crabs and mollusks, eat the small pieces of whale tissue that has dropped to the ocean floor. Hairy worms are also part of this stage. They feed on the whale bones, making the whale carcass look like a carpet, a moving, living carpet. This phase can last up to 2 years. The third and final stage is the longest. It can last for decades. The flesh of the whale has long been eaten, but even the bones support life. As the whale bones decay, they produce sulfide, a type of gas. This gas supports a rich variety of life. Worms, mussels, and several types of clams live off the gas that the whale bones give off. Researchers found more than 30,000 animals, totaling more than 200 species on one single whale skeleton. Scientists who have studied the life of a whale fall found that the community of life and rare species of this final stage is larger than any known community on the deep seafloor. Okay, having talked so much about the stages of a whale fall, I hope that you can have a complete picture of what a whale fall is and understand that whales never die on the ocean floor.
Now, you have 2 minutes to check your work. This is the end of Section A, Talk. Section B, Conversations. In this section, you will hear 2 conversations. At the end of each conversation, 5 questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversations and the questions will be spoken once only. After each question, there will be a 10-second pause. During the pause, you should read the 4 choices of A, B, C, and D, and mark the best answer to each question on answer sheet 2. You have 30 seconds to preview the choices. Now, listen to the conversations. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Hey, Robert. Going on vacation? Looks like you're planning on doing some golfing.
Hi, Linda. Yes, I will be playing golf, but I'm not going on vacation. I'm meeting up our New York office's senior management team. We'll be playing a few rounds and going over the merger plans.
Really? So when did you take up the sport?
Around 2 years ago, I began to realize that if I could get on the golf course with other senior executives, it could open a lot of doors for me. At first, I didn't really enjoy it, but now I'm almost a golf fanatic.
I see. So you meet a lot of business executives on the course, huh?
Yeah, definitely. It's a good way to network.
Isn't golf really expensive?
To be perfectly honest, golf is a bit of a status symbol. And yes, it can be an expensive game. There are green fees, caddy fees, and charges for renting the golf cart.
But the business opportunities are worth it.
Absolutely. I read somewhere that a high percentage of senior business executives play golf.
It sounds like it's almost mandatory to learn golf if you want to climb the corporate ladder.
It is a good way to recharge, but you're right. Golf primarily is a social sport. You get a chance to talk and get to know people on a different level on the golf course than you do in the boardroom.
That's interesting. I read an article once that says you can tell a lot about a person's management style by how they play golf. Do you agree with that?
Actually, yes. Say, for example, you hit your ball into a sand trap. The way you react to that demonstrates a great deal about your character.
So the executives on the golf course are all sort of sizing each other up?
Absolutely. So what about you? Do you play any sports?
I am on the ping pong team. Ping pong suits my temperament. It requires high concentration and quick decision-making skills. Unfortunately, ping pong is not a game of choice for most business executives.
Yeah, I don't think CEOs like to get too sweaty. Are you interested in trying your hand at golf?
I think I might be. Do I have to purchase a set of golf clubs to begin with?
Not in the beginning. I'll tell you what. Let's go out to the club and hit a few balls next Saturday morning. Who knows? You might get addicted.
And like you said, playing golf is a good chance to expand my business networks.
It certainly is. Well, I've got to take off. How does 7:30 next Saturday morning work for you?
Sounds great. Thanks, Robert.
Not at all. I'll see you next week. Questions 1 to 5 are based on conversation 1.
Question 1. When did Robert take up golf?
Question 2. Which fee is not mentioned in the golf fees according to Robert?
Question 3. What is Robert's attitude towards the saying that one can tell a person's management style by the way he plays golf?
Question 4. Which sport does Linda do recently?
Question 5. When will the two speakers meet next Saturday?
This is the end of conversation 1. Conversation 2. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
Hey there, Chris. What are you up to?
Hi, Jessica. I'm just poring over some brochures about various car models.
Oh, so you're thinking about buying a new car?
Yeah, it looks that way. My wife has been bugging me about it. I thought we could probably survive without one. But with a baby on the way, maybe it is time to get a car.
So this would be your first automobile?
That's right. For quite a few years, I rode a bicycle to work. Then I got a motorbike.
Yeah, I think I can understand your wife's position. Asking her to ride on a motorcycle when she's pregnant is a tall order.
Oh, I don't let her ride with me. It's just too dangerous. She takes the bus to work, but it is sometimes difficult to get a seat, and it's crowded and hot.
So it's time to buy your very first car. Wow, that's exciting.
Yes, but it's also a pretty big financial responsibility.
Yeah, I still remember my first car. It was an old clunker that my dad gave me when I turned 17. I drove it around for a couple of years until I scraped together enough money to buy a better second-hand car.
I'm having a hard time deciding which model is best for us.
Yeah, it is a tough call. Each one has its pros and cons. Are you looking for a sedan?
Yes, I'd like a Jeep, but my wife says we have to get a comfortable sedan for long drives home to see her relatives.
I'd advise you to listen to your wife. She will be sitting in the back, taking care of the kids, so whatever she prefers is probably the best choice.
What do you think about this one? Here, take a look.
I like it. It's quite stylish, but it's also pretty small.
That's okay. We are only a family of three.
This model has a 1.3-liter engine. With a small engine, you'll save a lot of money on gas.
That's one of the reasons why I'm considering this one. It gets good gas mileage and overall has good value.
When I was young, having a car was all about power, prestige, and fashion. But today, everything is about economy, value, and savings. How about the color?
Blue is my lucky color, so I'll pick blue if possible. My wife says we should consider black because it doesn't look dirty so quickly.
Cool. Well, let me know when you decide. I'd love to check out your new car.
Sure, Jessica. Thanks for the input. Questions 6 to 10 are based on conversation 2.
Question 6. Why is Chris thinking of buying a car?
Question 7. How does Chris's wife go to work?
Question 8. Which kind of car is Chris going to buy?
Question 9. Which factor will Chris not consider when he is buying a car?
Question 10. Which color is Chris's lucky color?
This is the end of conversation 2.
This is the end of part 2, listening comprehension.